Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here we are. Here we are. Visiting boys and girls all over the world. And I am a candle sitting in my candle holder on the bedside table of every little child in the world. And I travel all over the world and have so much fun with all the children that I visit. I was visiting with Peter last night, and Peter is a nice boy, but Peter is such a very helpful boy, and he's such a courteous, kind boy. And I said, "Peter, where did you learn to be so helpful, so courteous, and kind?" And Peter said, without a hesitation, "Mama likes me best." And I said, "Well, Peter, why do you think Mama likes you best?" "Mama likes me best because I'm always helping her. I'm always doing things to make her happy. I'm always doing things around the house to make life a little nicer for her." "And, but Peter, do you feel you have to do that?" "No, I want to do that." "Well, why do you want to do that? Your brothers and sisters don't want to do that. They're out playing. They, whenever Mama says, clean up your room, they dash outside or they run away with their friends and they leave their room a mess. And you, you silly goose, you go in and you clean up their room." "Sure, why not?" "What the heck? They want to go play. And for me, to clean up the house and clean up the room is play for me. But Peter, that's not really play. That's work. That cleaning up people's rooms and working for your mom and stuff, that's work." "Mr. Candle, you don't know me. I like me so much that no matter what I do, it's fun for me. No matter what I do. If I have to do some tough old job, it's fun for me. And if I have to do fun jobs, it's fun for me." "Peter, how old are you?" "Well, I'm 12. "You're 12 years old? Now, how long have you been like this, Peter?" "Well, I've been like this all my life." "Well, that's very interesting. But Peter, what makes you think that Mama loves you best? What makes you think that your mom loves you more than she loves all the rest of the kids?" "Well, my mom always says to me, 'Peter, you always do everything right. Peter, you always do everything that makes you happy. Peter, you make me proud of you. But mostly, Peter, you make yourself proud of you. And I am happy to see that.'" And then she says, when the other children come in the house, "You make me so happy. You make me so proud of you." And the other kids say, "Oh, she's got a job for me. She's greasing me up for a job." And they run out of the house and they run away. But I don't, because I like doing things for Mom. I got lots of time to do things for myself. I got lots of time to play and go and do the things I want to do. But for me to make a happy house by doing these little things that make everything good makes me feel very good. But Peter, don't they think that you're a mama's boy because you're cleaning up the house and you're doing all these things? Ha! I don't care what other people think. Other people wish they were as happy as I am. You know that? Did you know that? Did you know that? Other people wish they were as happy as I am. Well, I can guess that would be true, Mr. Cannon said. Yeah, I can guess that'd be true. Well, you know, Peter is a very special name. It's a name that Peter held, and Peter was the right hand of Jesus, you know, and Jesus was a good guy. And Peter was always doing whatever Jesus wanted. And Peter was a happy guy and a helpful guy. That's right. Peter was a happy and a helpful guy. But Peter sometimes would like to go off and do other things that he wanted to do, and he had to do these things for Jesus, and he couldn't do it. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it was always his choice. Peter, you sure have a very mature attitude about these things. Yes, my dad always said to me, he said, "Whatever we want to do, we do it with a loving heart, and it is done before we even know it." And you know, I like my dad. He's sort of cool, doesn't get into too much stuff, but he's cool, he's a nice guy. And he makes me always feel that anything that I do is appreciated, and anything I do is loved and honored and respected. And you know, I love my dad. I love my mom. I love my world. Ooh, I'm such a happy guy. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy. Peter, you are an amazing child. I really enjoyed stopping to visit you. You're fantastic. Well, Mr. Candle, you come back another time, okay? Because I'd like to have my brothers and sisters here when you come back next time. Oh, I will, Peter. I will. Now, it's time for Mr. Sandman to come and drop his pixie dust all over the boys and girls, and time to go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. Now, Peter, you jump into your bed there. But, Mr. Candle, I'm 12 years old. Peter, it makes no difference. I'm sitting here on your bedside table talking now. You jump into your bed, pull up the covers, grab your teddy. I don't have a teddy bear. I'm 12 years old. Okay, okay, Peter, okay. But just remember now, Mr. Sandman's going to drop pixie dust all over you and have beautiful dreams. And Peter, I like you. I'll be back another time. Just remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.